That's a river out there.
Well,
quite a
just
river.
Hold the phone a minute, will you?
Spoon River.
I think it's Anna, Ralph.
Spoon River, yeah, that runs north and south.
Have to put that back on. A high point of land that you'd have to climb, very highest point of land out west.
Mountain.
And the place where they tie up the boats, unload the heavy boats, the freight, they unload the freight, and they tie it up to the...
Wharf, isn't it? Wharf is one word. And I guess a harbor would kind of answer that too.
And different kind of roads around here. You've got...
They're mostly... not mostly, but the main roads are all paved roads, concrete paved. And now, of course, they're blacktopping a lot of those too. We've got some what's called blacktop roads that don't have any concrete under them. Just a good gravel bed with blacktop, which is mostly tar, you know, and other stuff mixed with it. Makes a good road.
Would you call it a concrete road, another kind of concrete road, or a cement road? Or
no, they call them blacktop.
Oh, I mean the other kind. I know.
Well, the others are concrete.
Concrete roads.
Yes. But a lot of them have been covered with 2 inches or so of blacktop.
Yeah.
But, there's still a concrete base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then we got a lot of gravel roads. We have very few roads. I wouldn't know today where I could go and find more than one or two roads in Peoria County that aren't gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Just as kind of a world that isn't used much, and people have got a way out without using that road, so they're just careful not to spend money where it wasn't really needed.
Yeah. The road that goes way back in the wilderness, it's not a main road, it's sort of a...
Well, some of them call it by road, and then they call them township roads. They're in a township where, well, if the people live back in there, they have to gravel them, because, you know, they put on a bond issue here several years ago that everybody must have a gravel way out. Well, if he's the last house down in there and it goes on a little farther and maybe out to another road, usually, they just stop at that house because he's always got that way out and there's nobody in between there and the other road, so they just don't gravel it.
You might say, today I throw, if there was a dog outside, you'd pick up a what and throw it at him. You didn't want him around.
Well, a stone? rock or whatever.
Yeah.
Stone is more proper because rocks are, represent bigger pieces and small stones.
So today I throw a stone at the dog. Yesterday I
threw a stone.
Knock on the door, nobody shows up. You say to yourself, looks like there's nobody
home. Nobody at home.
And let's assume that there are two ways of drinking coffee, and there are more, but let's assume that. And we put milk in it instead of cream. You say one way might be milk, and the other, out milk. just want to get the combination.
Black coffee.
Yeah, you might drink coffee.
Black.
Or which would be what, without milk?
Without milk, yeah. Coffee is black, you know, usually. When they bring it to you, it has a dark color, real dark. And if they make it strong, it is black. But a lot of people use it that way. And then you can put cream, usually cream if you put anything in it.
But say you put milk in, you'd say, I like my coffee
with milk.
All the reason I did this is to get some combinations of sounds there. The train was coming this way and we were going that way. You might say the train was coming
toward me.